Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, reciting from Surah Saba, verse number 3. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa qala alladhina kafaru la ta'tina as-sa'ah. Qul bala wa rabbi la ta'tiyannakum 'alimil ghaib. عالم الغيب لا يعزب عنه مثقال ذرة في السماوات ولا في الأرض ولا أصغر من ذلك ولا أكبر إلا في كتاب مبين ليجزي الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم والذين سعوا في آياتنا معاجزين أولئك لهم عذاب من رجز أليم ويرى الذين أوتوا العلم الذي أنزل إليك من ربك هو الحق ويهدي إلى صراط العزيز الحميد. The Kafirin, those who covered the truth, although the truth was so evident, still they tried to cover it. They say that the day of judgment will never come. In other words, if we die, that's the whole thing. It's just one life, so leave it. I saw the other day, there is my neighbor's car, a Jeep car that you see, it has this tire at the back, and then the tire is covered with some plastic cloth. So it's written over it, one life, live it. So this is the hedonistic thinking, right? That this is the only way, so let's enjoy this life. It's the only life, so just live it. So kafirin, they always think in such a way that qiyamah will not come, judgment will not come, so let's enjoy everything right here. So Allah is saying that bala wa rabbi la ta'tiyannakum 'alimil ghaib. It's gonna come, there is no doubt. It's gonna come, there is no doubt. And Allah is keeping record of all the things we human beings might forget. We human beings might forget, but Allah keeps the record of everything. Allah keeps the record of everything. And He's gonna reward or punish accordingly. Reward or punish accordingly. So قال الذين كفروا لا تأتين الساعة قل بلى وربي لتأتينكم عالم الغيب. And it's not only the knowledge of Allah that is within Himself. No, as a second copy, He has written it down. In various occasions, there are books with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so only Allah knows it. There are books at the hand of the angels. They record it when the things unfolds. Each one of us has his own book. وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ. There are angels who are recording everything. Everyone has his personal books. The angels has books that record things when they happen. And sometimes Allah gave them the records of 1 year, for example. When a person is born, an angel will come and ask Allah, and Allah will dictate what this person will be, how long he's gonna stay. So there are things have written. So the concept of recording those information from the knowledge of Allah happens in various occasions, individually, maybe on a time basis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows But we have lots of information of such things recorded in Quran or in Hadith. So the knowledge of Allah is very vast, and it's also recorded. وَلَا أَكْبَرَ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. And you could imagine the size of this huge volume that could record all things. It's here is the big data that we are talking about, not the terabytes or petabytes or whatever bytes people talk about. These are in our term very big, but when you imagine this thing, وَلَا أَصْغَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْبَرَ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ, the minutest of the things, even if it is like an atom size or even lower than atom size, how can you record all these things from the time immemorial in the past to the I don't know how many years to come, how many millions of years, I don't know. So, and with every details, it's mind-boggling. If you think about it, right? إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. And then in the next verse, which is verse number 4, Allah gives the reason, لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. This is the greatest evidence of why there should be a day of judgment. Why there should be a day of judgment. So Allah says that so that Allah rewards those who are believers, those who thought that there will be a day of judgment and acted accordingly, those who loved Allah, those who hate Allah, those who involved and in battles and sacrificed their life for the sake of Allah, those when they saw something that the people of this world, they are taking unlawfully and enjoying the lives unlawfully in this world, they were patient. They were patient. And they prefer the rewards of Akhirah over the rewards of this world. Those who refrained from oppressing others when they saw others are oppressing others. They had the power, but they refrained from oppressing others because they knew that there will be a day of judgment. So for this huge population, Allah will not let them let their patience, let their sacrifice go vanish. And the day of judgment is for that. This is one of the greatest reason why there will be the day of judgment. And for the other camps, those who thought that I will eat up others' money, the 1% who is eating up the money of the 99% of population, for them there must be a day of judgment, otherwise this equation will not fit with the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who murders, who killed, those dictators who had whom their people trusted and made them leader, but they betrayed them, those who are killing the innocent people, driving them out of their homes, it would be a business unfinished if they just left this world with all their luxuries. It will be an unfinished business. It will be unfair that they do all such kind of crimes and yet they have an easy go and leave this world with all their richness. So ليجزي الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم والذين سعوا في آياتنا معاجزين أولئك لهم عذاب من رجز أليم. So So Allah talked about both these two groups, that this will be unfinished business, and Akhirah comes to finish the business. And that's why we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there is indeed a day of judgment. And the people of knowledge, the people of knowledge, utul ilm, the knowledge that Allah has given to them through the prophets, so that is the knowledge of Allah through this revelation that is kept in these scriptures. The most leading among them is the Quran, after the others have been corrupted. So these scriptures is the source of knowledge, and this knowledge has been further explained by the prophets and implemented on earth for us to make sure that how this knowledge works when it is implemented on earth. And 40 years after his death, the Khulafa al-Rashidin, also their practice completes the whole picture. So we have a huge body, a huge corpus of knowledge, and the people of the knowledge, they realize these big facts. وَيَرَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ هُوَ الْحَقِّ وَيَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And this is the knowledge that leads the society on the journey towards Allah, on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path. But those who do not have this knowledge, in other words, cannot lead on the straight path. Their path will be very difficult path. Their path will not be a straight from point A to the point B. It will be crooked and curved, and as such inefficient. It takes long time, and it might not lead to B at all. It will never lead to B at all. They will move in circles and take millions of people with them into this dangerous journey leading nowhere. Communism led people nowhere. It collapsed. Marx started with the thinking that the progress of history goes linearly, and that was the triumph of this communism things, because they saw that the capitalism will not work. So he triumphed the communism and socialism. But he was wrong. And when the communism fell, people like Fukuyama authored book, The End of History. So he fall in the same problem that Marx fall in before him, right? Thinking that now this liberal democracy has triumphed, and this is the end of history, and the triumph of the capitalism and liberal principles, the end of history. And very soon the capitalism will fall, this neoliberal order will fall, because of this sheer inequality that is happening. And we see people are bored. People want to get out, regardless of their religion, in Lebanon, in Chile, in various places, Hong Kong, okay. People just want to get out of these horrible systems. So what I'm saying in conclusion is that people of knowledge who have studied the knowledge that came from Allah, all the pieces of this jigsaw puzzle fits together. They can accommodate all these things and understand them, and they know that Allah is the truth, and He is the one who guides to the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.